Hi, Dr. Mark back with you again, talking about the dark side, talking about the shadows that lurk behind us in our human experience as it applies to what we've experienced and how that shapes and influences our behavior today, as well as in the recent past, as we become adults through today, and how we look to the future. Last video we talked about dysfunction. Dysfunction has to do with, again, things that contribute to separation, contribute to behaviors that are not normal. And what is normal? Well, we said we don't know what normal is, but having to do with the fact that we all fall short of God's glory and how that then manifests itself into behaviors that separate, divide, hold on to resentments, grudges, and make life miserable, disconnected, divisive. Well, where does this all come from biblically, theologically? Now, we talked about last video already how we all fall short of God's glory, Romans 3, verse 23. But dig deeper, biblically, theologically. That's what we do at Christian Leaders Institute. We dig deeply and into the biblical and theological foundations of the human experience and also the human things that are going on around us in relationship to our relationship with God and each other. Where do these dysfunctions, these shadow sides come from? Let's go. It begins with the fall. Of course, Genesis chapter 3, the whole chapter, especially from Genesis 1 to 15, Genesis 3, verse 15, takes us into that place where God then gives the first prophecy of Christ's coming, because God then declares, you can't fix yourself, people, only I can. And of course, to Abraham, where Abraham is put in that deep sleep, and that torch goes through the blood. And God says, I will keep the covenant. I will keep my promise to save you, Abraham, and to be faithful to your descendants. And of course, we are descendants of Abraham, and so on. Of course, Christ comes, dies, rises again from the dead, reconnects us to the Father. Truly, when it comes to the shadow side, it's God then through Christ shutting out those shadows. But let's not get ahead of ourselves just yet. Where do these shadow sides come from? The fall is where we begin. So the fall is where Adam and Eve decide, I want to become my own God or divinity. As we read in Genesis 3, verse 1 through 15, we then read how the serpent, and how the devil enters that serpent and speaks to Eve. I still don't understand why Eve was listening to an animal in a tree, of course, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That just seems so contrary, doesn't it? Why would you, remember Balaam and the donkey? Why would Balaam listen to a talking donkey? Why would Eve listen to a talking serpent? I don't know. You figure that out. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Because it's kind of frustrating. Had she not listened to that serpent, moved on, we wouldn't be in this mess we are in today. Or she would have messed up anyway, and here we are. I don't know. You think about it. But the fall is where it says we fall from our perfect relationship with God. Adam and Eve were in perfect fellowship, perfect union, the best English word we can say. I mean, they were just one with God. God with them, as God's people, made in God's image, in His likeness. Then they believed the lies of the serpent. They were tested. They failed. Because they thought, oh, we won't surely die. We can have the knowledge now of understanding and also having lordship over evil and good. Boy, were they wrong. And when they touched the fruit, ate the fruit, and acted out as their own divinity, and saw they were naked and they were ashamed. Dysfunction. What was normal, perfect relationship with God, then became, it was not there anymore. It became a new normal for them, which was separation, which is sin, which is that condition now that, as we understand from Scripture, we're born into sin, hence the term original sin. Hence, we then understand the condition that we are in, not having to do with behavior necessarily, but having to begin with. Behavior comes next. Cart and horse. The cart is the fact that we are born into this dysfunction. A condition of dysfunction. And what results is behaviors that we do that point back to the separation between us and God. And we need Christ to clean us up every single day. Okay, the fall. That's the first thing. Next thing is the family of origin. When we look at dysfunction, when we look at how, since we all fall short of God's glory, and it comes out from the fall, falling from that relationship with God, the families that then came afterwards, beginning with Adam and Eve, every family has its issues because every person is not perfect. They are not complete. They don't know how to do God's will. And they need help. They need Christ. And of course, God was there to point them to Himself, and of course, like with Abraham, as I mentioned, God credited to Abraham actions that Abraham did by faith as righteousness. So with Christ now in our lives, we can redeem and also make right what happened in our families of origin. And perhaps, again, going back to the other slide that we looked at last video, having to do with the practical reality of dysfunction. You have the mild and the acute. And perhaps when it comes to the family of origin, maybe mom and dad were divorced and you were caught in the middle. Or they adopted you. Or there was an abortion that your mom chose to do but kept you. And then there's this sense of loss of connection with that child that could have been. Or the social stigma, because you're dealing with a sin that just, in your culture, is seen as so egregious. No one can seem to get beyond that, and there's a stigma that put on that sin. Or, of course, substance use disorder, physical abuse, a death that happens in the family, and no one seems to be willing to adapt to the change. And it causes issues. It causes issues with you, because you don't seem to be able to get beyond it. And personal experiences and circumstances as well, things that people chose to do to you. So why doesn't God remove our ailments? Why? We say to God, God, why? Why did this happen to me? Then we ask the question, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? Hold on a minute. Theologically and biblically speaking, we go back to the fall, no one is perfect. No one is good in their own right. Only God is good. And that doesn't meaning complete, therefore perfect, mean therefore God Himself, who is life and perfection, completeness. And through Jesus, we then become complete gradually with Him, in Him. And so, that's really not a fair question. The better question is, why is it that God doesn't allow or God doesn't take away our ailments? It's a fair question. Because it's not clear in our dysfunctional, in our sinful means or sinful lives, it's not clear why this goes on. And but then we learn, okay, we live in a broken world. That's another truth too. Things do happen. Things are not perfect to begin with. And we have to reconcile with that and deal with that. Hence, depending on God as we get through that, not go around it. But when we try to get around it, when we avoid it, hence other issues that happen because of it. So let's take another look. Why doesn't God remove our ailments? The reason why is that they provide the raw material for our character development. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And there's another scripture that also complements the other scripture that we just read from James 1. We then look at Romans 5. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, the reason why God doesn't take away the ailments, the reason why God doesn't take away the struggle, God doesn't take away many things, but God does heal pain, God does heal other things as we depend on God. Because we're in a broken world, because we deal with broken people and broken things, as you get into ministry, you're going to deal with people who ask these questions. And the response, the proper response, biblically and theologically, is this. God will use what you go through, good and bad, to make you dependent on Him. And God will bless you as you depend on Him and give your heart and life over to Him. But of course, we glory in our sufferings, as Romans 5 says, so that we can understand Christ's suffering for us. Far be it from us to depend on ourselves to fulfill what is right and complete. No, God is complete. And if God is complete, we are brought into relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. And the shadows dim from the past as God uses those shadows to integrate them into our human experience to then say, okay, Lord, I understand it as I study it. It's okay to ask questions. Job did. Many others did throughout Scripture. It's okay. God can handle it. Because God is inviting you to reason with Him. And that involves prayer. And prayer then involves hope. Hope for the future. Hope for today. Hope through the struggle. To make you stronger. Isn't that what we want? Yes, we want to be stronger. To understand our past, understand the ailments, understand the sources of our shadow sides, help to dim the shadow sides so we can then become stronger in Jesus and be a witness for Jesus as He blesses you to bless others. That is how we understand the shadow sides and conquering them. With God's help. Next video, we're going to look at how our dysfunctions, how the shadow sides do contribute as the raw material in our lives. And God molds us and shapes us like that potter and clay to make us more beautiful in His time. See you next time.